6 years ago, Mary Nitkowski and her husband bought 5 acres on the Michigan side of the Menominee River for a retirement home, but now she fears a zinc mine might destroy that dream. A mining partnership called Back 40 Joint Venture began test drilling near her house last fall.
We could not walk out of our back door without hearing the drill, which it becomes wearing on you, and we watch our property value go down.
Witkowski has formed a group called Front 40 to fight the potential mine, and she's hoping Wisconsin anti-mining groups fighting the Crandon mine will share their expertise.
You know, there's no sense to create the wheel all over. You know, we realized that we had something very much in common. They are protecting the watersheds of the Fox and the Wolf River. We are protecting the watershed of the Menominee River.
The battle against the Crandon mine in Wisconsin has gone on for 25 years. Citizens groups take credit for delaying the project by lobbying for strict enforcement of the state's mining laws. Nitkowski's group will meet with Wisconsin activists this weekend on the Wisconsin-Michigan border in Marinette to compare notes. But a spokesperson for the Back 40 mining project says opposition to a new mine in Michigan is premature. Steve Wolfgram says while initial drilling tests found zinc, gold, and silver, it's still not clear if it's economically viable to mine the deposit.
We haven't proposed anything. And once we've proposed something, I encourage everyone to read it and then ask us, what are you going to do about this and how will you handle that? And we will be prepared to answer that once we put a plan together, if we indeed do that.
Wolfgram says a decision on pursuing the mine could come within the next 6 months. The company also leases mineral rights for more than 40,000 acres on the Wisconsin side of the river. But Larry Lynch, a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, says so far the company has not sought drilling permits to explore that land.
That could change, I guess, based on additional exploration work. They may determine that whatever they found extends under the river and into Wisconsin. But for the time being, it's strictly a Michigan project.
Anti-mining sentiment in Wisconsin may be part of the reason the Michigan company is focusing its attention only on the Michigan side of the border. Still, Wisconsin mining regulations could have an impact on a mine near the Menominee River. As a downstream state, Wisconsin officials would have to sign off on any discharge of mine waste to the river. And if Michigan and Wisconsin regulators were to disagree, the Environmental Protection Agency would have to step in to resolve the dispute. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.